I wanted to talk about the enigma of the Bible and how, you know,
yes.
I unquote sometimes things from what I would perceive as that book. And I have kids,
yes.
you know, that ask me about questions, spiritual
yes.
questions, and I'm kind of stumped because I feel like the Bible's been painted, you know, it has been written a million times, and I'm not sure I believe everything
yes.
in it anyway.
Well, okay. All right. And so your question is it all hogwash, or is there anything meaningful in what they call the empirical written word of God?
Right, yes, that's my question. And
well, it is, but here's the dynamic. If you run an exegesis on the original scriptures, what you're going to find is that every word in that book is absolutely correct and right. The problem is they stretched the dogma that removed it from the human creator. You see, if you understand that you're the deity and that you're God, if you come into this ascension process, then all of a sudden these words that seem to twist in and out of themselves is nothing other than the account of the contrast that brought it into the place that the human creator desired. So if you read it the way it really says, God created the heavens and the earth, and that's you. Okay? And then now all of a sudden there's no problem. There's no problem. Jesus said, I'm the Christ. I'm God. And what I've done on this earth, you'll do, and greater things. Jesus was just trying to tell you, come into your power. Well, we are too.
Right.
So you created the world, Kay. You created the world. And everything that's in your world is your personal creation. So if there's something you don't like, then you don't like the Sanhedrin, and you don't like the Hebrewoid version of what it is that's going on in your dynamic of your world, whose job is it to adjust that, have a different feeling place? Create a belief system. What's a belief? It's a thought. What's a thought that you've been thinking for a long time? It becomes a belief.
Mm-hmm.
You see, does, and we're not adding right or wrong, because people used to believe that the earth was flat. They believed it, just like John 3:16,
right.
Just like Matthew 5:21, just like Sherman on the Mount. Sure, sorry, Thurman on the Mount, but it might have been Sherman. He came from a good family.
Well, is there a particular version that could be better than others? Because I want to be able to read it, but I get irritated because it's the book that has harmed more people, it confuses more people, and I would like to be able to understand it, but it's just confusing to me. And then now I've got to try to teach my kids something.
Yeah, break it down, find out what it really says. That's what Marshall McLuhan gave his life for, is to confuse you into the place of understanding that the words don't mean what they say they mean.
Right.
That's what he spent his whole life and didn't do it, so you might as well take it on now and continue on the marvelous work of McLuhanism as it rolls on through the ages. The whole point of this dynamic is very simple. Read the words for what they say,
okay,
and apply those that you want to bring into your reality. The Ten Commandments, start there. That's a good place to start. But understand why God is a jealous God is that you are a human creator and you're supposed to be selfish. And if you start worshiping gods other more than you, the one true God, you'll get yourself crossways. And it'll become painful and very contrasting. And then you'll cry and wish for so much more when meanwhile you're the one that gave the order. And then when they execute the order, then you don't like what came up from that, and then you change it all up and around again.
Right.
You see? I mean, we find it just kind of silly when you start applying the words into the realities of now. It's very interesting. The same country that put Saddam Hussein into power is the same one that made him the bad guy that undid all of America. What a marvelous creator he must have been. Meanwhile, it was the U.S. that put them in power to start with. And then they didn't like that. So then they had to get rid of that. So it waxes and wanes. It's the balance. It's the fulcrum. Take nothing as the empirical end-all of end-alls, because you're the human creator, and you can be, do, or have anything you want to be, do, or have. That's what Jesus said.
So, Kate, any pages in the Bible you don't like, rip them out and throw them away.
Good, right. We like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. But don't throw them away. Don't throw them away. Put them in a side panel, and then if they come up again, as you increase your ability to understand the words and apply them, all of a sudden it may open up to a new euphoric, delicious place that might give you comfort in time of question.
Yeah.
So very good. Same way with the Torah. Learn the Torah. That's a good place to start. It's just a whole bunch of rules and regulations. And if you're all interested in someone telling you what's right and wrong and what you're supposed to do and not do, start there.
Yeah, and well, I'm
start
not
there. Learn all them rules.
I'm not interested in rules, and I don't want to indoctrinate
good.
My children. I don't want to indoctrinate
good.
Them into anything. I'm trying to keep it where they love
good.
Themselves and they love others. A basic general
yes.
direction, you know, to come to
yes.
know themselves.
Yes. Yeah,
great.
What's love?
What's up?
What's love?
Yeah, just basically love yourself. You know, when I found myself.
No, but what is love?
Yeah.
What is love?
What is it?
What is love?
Yeah, what is love? Yeah, you're teaching them how to love. Well, what is love?
Well, I don't know. I can only say what it isn't. I guess.
Ah, there you go. Well, that's the same trouble with the scriptures. People don't know what they say, what it says. They know what it doesn't say.
Yeah.
That's it. But now we'll tell you right quick what love is. And I know everybody's going to, they'll start the start the crucifixion party if we take too long. So we'll do it quickly. Love is a force field. Love is a force field. It's not good. It's not bad. It is a force field. It is a containment of where your emotions are contained.
But it's not an emotion. Love is not an emotion.
It's where they are contained.
It's not an emotion.
Right. Love is not an emotion.
Where the emotions
love
are...
Love is a force field.
Where the emotions are contained?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it an indestructible force field? Indestructible force field.
Correct. Well, most force fields are indestructible. Otherwise, then there'd be then we would say not a very good force field.
Okay.
A marginal force field.
One quick question.
That's a good place to start.
Okay.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah. Okay. What's up with God's sacrificing and the blood being so pleasing and aroma that smelled so well? And you know what I'm talking about? In part of the
Are
body.
You talking about the stigmata? Are you talking about the stigmata with the jasmine and the gardenia that comes from the blood of the humans with the stigmata?
I don't know. I remember reading something in the Bible about how God just loves the, you know, it's like he loves the aroma of, like, I guess blood
sacrifice.
And
human
God
sacrifice.
Loves blood, Ion? Does God love blood?
Sure. You're the human creators. You like to see it run in the river. You like to see it. You want to feel Armageddon is a valley where the human creator said it's going to be to the bridle of the tallest horse. The blood's going to flow. You must like blood. You used to go to the barber shop in days past to the blood letters to get out the bad blood. You must like this blood. But God is not some empirical thing way off somewhere laying down these rules and regulations that's going to kill you in your bed. You are the God that's going to kill you in your bed if you decide to die. Death is not the debt that all men must pay. Good.
Yeah. We have a choice right. over death. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Kay.
You're
Thanks
very welcome. We really know how to love, and we really love you, Kay.
Oh, thanks. I love you, too. I love you.
Yes, it's delicious.
How do you get an ion, you know? I mean, how do you get someone?
You already got one. You created one. You're speaking to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Kay. Thanks for calling.
Yes, indeed.